This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yeah, okay, so again, situation is, scenario is, where Tezvav comes out on Shabbos. So when do you lay in the Megillah? Yadalit is Friday and Tezvav is Shabbos. When do you lay in the Megillah? So the first mission of Megillah tells us that the Kfarim are going to advance the reading of the Megillah to Yud Gimel. Okay, they're going to advance to the previous Thursday. And the regular city people, they're going to lay in the Megillah on Yadalit. Why not? Why wouldn't they lay in the Megillah on Yadalit? It's Friday. Friday is Purim proper. The Shal is, when are you going to lay in the Megillah in the walled cities? Right, this is what is known in Halach as Purim Meshulash. Right, where Purim comes out for the Bnei Yerushalayim, it comes out on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says that the walled city, you can't lay in the Megillah when on Shabbos because of Gzera Derabba, Shema Yavrenu. Elamai, to lay in the Megillah on Sunday, you can't do that because the Pasuk says V'lo Yavar. So you can't go beyond Tezvav. So when are you going to lay in the Megillah? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, in the beginning of Masech Megillah, Mekafei Schoima, Karin Bay B'Yom. The Mekafei Schoima, laying it on Friday. Yeah? So it's a very interesting halacha that the walled city people are going to lay in the Megillah on Friday. But here's the thing, that only helps us for about one quarter of Purim. When do you give Matanis Lavyoinim? When do you give Mishlach Manos? And when do you have Sudas Purim? So we have a little help on one of these halachas from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Yoim Tezvav, Shechali Yois B'Shabbos, when the 15th comes out on Shabbos, Ein Karin HaMegil M'Shabbos, El Magdimin L'Kroisu Erev Shabbos, V'Goyvin Mois Matnois Aniyim, U'Mechalke Moisom Boi B'Yoim, Matanos of Yoinim is also Friday. So when the Tezvav comes out on Shabbos, Megillah is on Friday, and Matanos of Yoinim is on Friday. What about Sudas Purim? What about Mishlach Manois? The good news is the Shulchan Aruch has nothing to tell us on either of those mitzvahs. So the Mishnah tells us about Megillah. The Mishnah says Megillah is Friday. The Shulchan Aruch says Matanos of Yoinim is Friday. Now that's very mistaber because many times throughout the Masechta we've had that Einayim shel Aniyim nesuos l'mikra Megillah. The eyes of the Aniyim look forward to Megillah because that's the time of Matanos of Yoinim. But we have no information about the Suda. What do you mean, what is used for?
Giving Sudat for the name to do well.
Whatever they want, it doesn't say. I mean, that's a separate discussion. What do you do with Matanos Avyanim, right? But, I mean, if Matanos Avyanim is used for the Suda, then it might be dependent on it. No, it doesn't say over here. It doesn't say over here. So what do you do with Sudas Purim, and what do you do with Mishlach Manos? There's no beer. There's no information given.
Why so, Sudas Purim was the problem on Shabbos?
And say it would be a problem. We don't have any information. On the other hand, why in the world would you have a Suda on the day that you're not laying the Megillah? You're going to lay the Megillah on one day and you have the Suda on another day? Is that mistaber?
Oh, it's connected?
I don't know. You tell me.
Is it? Yeah. At least if it comes to Megillah, you have reasons why you might say, look, you might carry if you're giving 12 manos. You can't give money, obviously, if it's Shabbos.
You want to say Shema Yavirenu would apply to for Mishlach Manos? Would it apply to Suda?
Suda, you know, just a Suda. You'll be Suda every Shabbos anyway.
Okay, so the bottom line is, there's a major machlokes here. Okay, there's a major machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, the Shulchan Aruch does have something to say about the Suda. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein oisin Sudas Purim ad yom echad b'Shabbos. The Suda you make on Sunday. Can you make it on Sunday? It says, V'lo Yavar. No, V'lo Yavar is only going on the Megillah. But you can make the Suda on Sunday. So this is what you have, Purim Meshulash. The Megillah will be on Friday, and the Suda will be on Sunday. And Shabbos is basically what? You lay in Vayov HaYamalek. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the Kriyas HaTorah for Purim, which is also a Pella. You're not normally on Purim, you lay in Vayov HaYamalek. No, Vayov HaYamalek you can lay in on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yushalmi. Yushalmi asks, V'yasu oisam b'Shabbos. Why don't you make the Suda on Shabbos? Amar le, yimei mishta ksev. It says days of mishta. Es shesimchasai tluya bebezdin. It has to be a day whose happiness is dependent on bezdin. Yatzazah shesimchasai bidei shamayim hi. It can't be on Shabbos that the simcha is bidei shamayim. So therefore, the Yushalmi says that the Suda cannot be on Shabbos. So what day is it? The Shulchan Aruch feels it must be on Sunday. Why? Because of the Yushalmi. It's amazing how the Shulchan Aruch had time to learn Yerushalmi, even though he wasn't learning during Chazar Sashatz. It's unbelievable. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the Yerushalmi says you learn it on Sunday. So what about Shachmanis? V'adin memela sheshilu achmanis gam b'yom rishon b'shabbos. Shachmanis would also be Sunday.
Reading of the Megillah with all the mitzvahs of Megillah.
With
Asiyah? Yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
So clearly the Gemara
learns the Gezeirah Shavuot
from those two that they
take
the same day. So why, I mean,
can
we just not
pass
them like the
Lava? It sounds like we're passing like the Yerushalmi and Asiyah. That's the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we're going to see whether that Gemara is compelling or not. So that's the Shita of the Yerushalmi, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch learns. So therefore, and then the Mishnah Berurah throws in Shachmanis would have to be Sunday. Now, why would Shachmanis have to be Sunday? He doesn't say. Presumably, Shachmanis has something to do with the Suda. The Suda is going to be Sunday. Shachmanis is going to be Sunday. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings the Maral Chaviv, who proves that our Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi, and our Bavli must hold that the Suda is Shabbos, and that's what the Maral Bach paskind, and he did this in Yerushalayim, and therefore Shachmanis is also Shabbos. Now, he doesn't say which Gemara indicates not like the Yerushalmi, and that's a major discussion, and we're not going to get into that right now. But some Machlokes Achroinim, namely the Beis Yosef holds that you make Sudas Purim on Sunday, and the Marabach says you make Sudas Purim on Shabbos, and each Shita holds that whenever you're doing the Suda, that's when you're going to give Shachmanis. If the Suda is going to be Sunday, Shachmanis is going to be Sunday. If the Suda is going to be Shabbos, Shachmanis is going to be Shabbos. The Radvaz, Paskins like the Shulchan Aruch. And that's the psak of the Magen Avram. And that's the psak of the Karban Asanel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that's the psak of the Karban Asanel. And Karban Asanel says the Bavli is not compelling against Yerushalmi. And the Prichadar says you got to make the Suda both days. You're suffering, you make two Sudas. Now, when the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Karban Asanel, the Karban Asanel only agrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and that you make the Suda on Sunday. But Shalachmanus, the Shabbos. That's the Karban Asanel. You hear this? We paskin like the Shulchan Aruch that Suda is Sunday, and we're going to go like the Ma'abach that Shalachmanus is Shabbos. So apparently there's a major machloikis achroinim whether Shalachmanus is dependent on Sudas Purim. Does Shachmanis, is that connected to Sudas Purim? So rabbis, you should know this already, because we gave a shir on Shabbos, and it's in the Sefer, that let me tell you how the Chassam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer and the Ben Ishchai and almost all the Achroinim set up the mitzvah of Shachmanis. And today is the yahrzeit of who? The Levush. The Levush, everything we ever learned about Shachmanis, everything in the Sefer, the Levush doesn't hold off. I told everyone, I'm beyond the Sefer. I'm not tied down to the Sefer. This is how all the Achroinim learn in Paskin, but we're here for Chidushim. First, let me tell you how all the Achroinim set it up, and this is Halacha, and you can take this to the bank. This is how the Chassam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer, the Ben Ishchai sets it up. All the Achroinim set it up like this. There's a famous Chassam Sofer.
Where can this be found?
What?
This
Sefer right now could be found in South Africa and in London. And with Hashem's help, will be found in America tomorrow. Okay? Please be mispalo. What?
You're saying Levush wrote that check?
Levush?
No.
Halavai, if Levush wrote it, it would be... Okay, let me tell you how the Chassam Sofer sets up the sugya of Shachmanis. There's a famous psak of the Rama. The Rama paskins. I'm going to say this very quickly, because I gave this shir on Shabbos, and I've given it in the past, and I don't want to talk about this per se. I mean, it's an important sugya, but I'm here to say something new, and that is just like in a 5-minute concise edition, executive summary. The Rama Paskins, if I come to your house, I ring the doorbell, and I say, here's Shachmanis, and you say, thanks, but no thanks. The Rama Paskins, your Yahtzeh. And the Prichadash asks, Tema Minolan. So, what's the Psha in the Rama? What's the Psha in the Prichadash? So, Chassam Sofer is Mazber, the Prichadash is Kasha. What's the Prichadash's kasha? Minolan. Explain yourself. So the Chassam Sofer says that there's a Karban Nesanel. Karban Nesanel is found in Masechta Megillah. And the Karban Nesanel says, the Karban Nesanel is in Megillah, Perek Aleph, Siman Zayin, Ois Tes. Karban Nesanel is based on the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says, if I make a neder, I'm not going to eat your cholent ever if you don't give my son a gift. So I could say, go eat my cholent. Ah, you need to give my son a gift. Hareini ki'ilu hiskabalti. It's as if I accepted it. So from this, we see a principle that if something needs to be given, if the recipient says, it's as if I received it, so you could, the recipient has a right to say, ki'ilu hiskabalti. It's as if I accepted it, even though I didn't. So the Chassam Sofer's Masber, the Kasha, the Pri Chadosh, is as follows. If the reasoning of Shalach Manis is for the recipient, perhaps then the recipient has a right to be Moichel. And the Psak of the Ramah would make sense that you could be Moichel the Shalach Manis and say, Hareinu Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. But if Shalach Manis is for the giver, then the recipient can't say, Hareinu Ki'ilu Hiskabalti. The giver has to do his part. And therefore, Chassam Sofer says, searching and investigating, I found in the Achroinim two pshatim in Shalach Manis. One pshat in Shalach Manis is the Manis Halevi. Manis Halevi writes that Haman told Achashverosh that Klal Yisrael is vulnerable and susceptible to Oinesh. Why? Because Yesh Nayam Echad Mefuzar Mefoy Rabbeinu Amim. We're disparate. We don't get along. We're clicky. We make kedushim for our best friends. We only invite our best friends. We make a simcha only for our best friends, and everybody else is left out. We're clicky. So then Haman said you could be effective in destroying Klal Yisrael. So in order to counteract that, they were masaking Shalach Manis to show we have achdos. So there's no tachlis. You can give, who are you giving Shalach Manis to? My best friend. What are you giving? There's no point in doing that. You give Shalach Manis to a guy who has a gripe against you, guy who doesn't get along with you, perhaps. Someone who, you don't usually invite. That's what Shalach Manis says. That's the Manis Halevi. And the Trumas HaDeshen has a tshuva. Stam, it's a good idea to know. Trumas HaDeshen and his tshuvas made up his own questions. So Trumas HaDeshen wants to know, could you give somebody a blanket for Shalach Manis? And Trumas HaDeshen says, no. Of course you can't give somebody a blanket for Shalach Manis because the purpose of Shalach Manis is so that people have food for the Suda. Okay, the purpose of Shalach Manis, right? I'm saying, how's somebody going to have a Suda if he doesn't have another Laffy Taffy and a Winky? So you give a guy a Laffy Taffy and a Winky so that he's going to eat it for his Suda. Obviously, that's tongue-in-cheek, right? If it's for a Suda, you should give somebody food that he'll eat at a Suda. But you don't have to. And the reason you don't have to is because they were masaking to give food. So I'm giving food. The way the takanos work are, the reasons don't change the halacha. There's the reason and then there's the halacha. The reason might be for the suda. So they were masaking to give food. So I'm giving food. This is not food for suda. No, the reason and the tsuras hatakana are not necessarily, the reason doesn't necessarily change the tsuras hatakana. Okay. Yeah, Rabbi Isa, you with me? Okay. So says says Chassam Sofer, this is Pshat Pri Chodesh's Kasha. If you hold the reason for Shalach Manis is like the Manis Halevi to create Ava V'Yachav V'Shom V'Reyos, so then if I offer someone Shalach Manis and he says thanks but no thanks, so the giver has already created the goodwill, whether the recipient accepts it or not, you'll be Yotze. And the Ramah holds like the Manis Halevi that the reason for Shalach Manis is to create Ava V'Yachav V'Shalom V'Reyos. But if the reason for Shalach Manis is so that people have food for the Suda, listen carefully, Chassam Sofer says we find throughout Shas that whenever we want to give tzedakah, we legislate that everyone has to do it. For example, the end of Masechta Tainis. We know on Tuba and Yom Kippur, the girls dance and they're looking for Shaduchim. And what do they wear? The Mishnah says they wear a white robe that's borrowed. What about the rich girls? They also have to borrow. Why? So as not to embarrass the people who can't afford it. Likewise, says Chassam Sofer, the reason for Shalach Manis is that people have food for the Suda. Then if somebody says thanks but no thanks, then you're not going to be Yoytze, because in order not to embarrass the people who really need it, everyone has to accept the Shalach Manis. So the Pri Chadosh is asking on the Ramah, how do you know Pshat and Shalach Manis is like the Manis Halevi, that it's created Ava V'Yachva V'Shalom V'Reyos? Maybe Pshat, and therefore if you're Meichel, you could be Yoytze. Maybe Pshat and Shalach Manis is like the Chumas Hadeshen, that it's in order to ensure that people have food for their Suda, and therefore if you're Meichel, lo Yatza. That's how the Chassam Sofer is Masber, the Kasha, the Pri Chadosh, and the Ramah. Okay, that you should know already. If you've been in the shul long enough, you need to know that you have known that. We're beyond that, okay? But that's the executive summary. Or you could look in the Sefer in Maimer Lamed Aleph. Okay? Fine. So now, last year they put out from Rabbi Yerucham Oshin, I guess the alternative of Yerach L'Mayadim. It's called Meged Yerachim. Okay, so last night I saw. So back to the Purim Meshulash. He wants to say, what do you do when Tesvav comes out on Shabbos? Do you give Shalach Manas with the Suda, either on Sunday or Shabbos, right? The Beis Yosef says that the Suda is Sunday, so Shalach Manas would be Sunday, according to the Mishnah Berura. The Marabach says the Suda Shabbos, so the Shalach Manas would be Shabbos. And the Karban Asano says one thing has nothing to do with each other. You can have the Suda on Sunday and the Shalach Manas on Shabbos. So what's the Machloikas? Machloikas is clearly whether Shalach Manas is connected to the Suda. So the Rabbi Yerucham Moshen says that it's the same old, good old-fashioned Machloikas, Manas HaLevi, and Trumas HaDeshen. Now before we come to that, let me just give you an interesting nafkamina. Right? Famously, the Ksav Sofer has a tshuva, if you give anonymous Shalach Manas, are you Yotze or not? You open up the door, and also there's like a sandwich, a hero sandwich. It's 100 feet tall. It's enough to feed 50 people, but you have no idea who it's from. Was the giver Yotze, or was the giver not Yotze? If the pshat is like the Trumas HaDeshen, that people should have food for the Suda, you're Yotze ba'oifen hamahudar. It's better that the person does not know who it's from. Why? Because the whole reason is to have people have food for the Suda, and they shouldn't be embarrassed, so they won't be embarrassed. But if the reason is to create goodwill, you blew it, because the guy, you haven't created goodwill. The guy has no idea who it's from. This is the famous tshuva of the Ksav Sofer. Another famous tshuva, the Ben Ishchai, Shalsa Tshuva's Tara L'Shma. Let's say you give, you send Shalach Manas today, and it gets to the recipient on Purim. Yatza or lo yatza? Loit the Trumas HaDashin Yatza, the guy has food on Purim. Loit the Manas HaLevi, you didn't do the mice of creating goodwill on Purim, you sent it before. So says Rabbi Yerucham Moshen, you can make the same case for Purim Meshulash. But it comes out, l'shitase. If you hold, like the Trumas HaDeshen, that the reason for Shalach Manas is that people should have food for their Suda, so then of course Shalach Manas is going to be on the day of the Suda. So if you hold like the Beis Yosef that the Suda is Sunday, Shalach Manas will be Sunday. If you hold like the Marbach, that the Suda, what?
He's still getting it before.
I know, but he might eat it on Shabbos. He's not going to have food for the Suda. But if it's so that people have food for the Purim Suda, l'chayra, the takana was to do it on the Yom HaSuda, no? I'm saying then everybody agrees that let's say you give Shalach Manas the day before Purim, lo yatza, according to Trumas HaDeshen.
It's
a mitzvah sayoyim, right. So if you hold like the Beis Yosef, the Suda Sunday, Shalach Manas Sunday. If you hold like Marbach, the Suda Shabbos, Shalach Manas Shabbos. But the Karban Asanel holds that Shalach Manas has nothing to do with Suda. Why? Karban Asanel is a shitase. Karban Asanel is the one who defended the Ramah, who understands why if you offer Shalach Manas to somebody and he says thanks but no thanks, you're Yotze. That means the Karban Asanel holds the reason for Shalach Manas is to create goodwill. So if it's create goodwill, then it has nothing to do with the Suda. It's just a matter of creating goodwill. So if you're going to have the Suda on Sunday, good. That's because you can't have the Suda on Shabbos, because there's exerus hakasa l'Yushalmi. But avada, you're going to want to create the goodwill on what day is more Purim, which is Tesvav, which is Shabbos.
What happens if the guy says, no, I don't want it? How's that goodwill?
So that's a separate kasha. You're allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. What are you talking? Why? Because the Magen Avraham says? So we know, the Mishnah Berurah. What? That's what you thought, but you're allowed to give gifts on Shabbos. If it's the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham, you don't give gifts on Shabbos except for two exceptions. What are they? Tzarech Shabbos or Tzarech Mitzvah. So for example, if let's say you go to somebody's house, people all of a sudden, oh, I can't bring a cake. Avadi can bring a cake. It's for Shabbos. You can eat it on Shabbos. For Tzarech Shabbos, you're allowed to. And for Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to. People say, I can't give a Bar Mitzvah gift. Of course you could. You give a Sefer, you could give it on Shabbos. Okay, but that's a stam important yediyah. So Rabbi Yerucham Moshen says that the good old machlokes manas halevi trumas hadeshen is going to spell the difference on a Purim Meshulash. Okay, now Rabbi Yisai, I want to just tell you the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam clearly has something to say about the tam for Shalach Manas, and that is if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. And in the halacha of Sudas Purim, the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of Shalach Manas. The Rambam says everyone's chayiv to have a suda. And within the guidelines of having a suda, the Rambam discusses Shalach Manas. And then in the next sif, the Rambam talks about Matanas Lav Yoinim. It's interesting, the Rambam doesn't make a separate sif out of Shalach Manas, and he does make a separate sif out of Matanas Lav Yoinim. Seems that the Rambam holds like the Trumas HaDeshen, that Matanas Lav Yoinim is a separate mitzvah, and Shalach Manas is an offshoot of Sudas Purim. Okay, so here's where things get very interesting. And that is, there was a great man by the name of Rav Mordechai Yaffa. And Rav Mordechai Yaffa is the author of the Levush. And today is the Levush's Yahrzeit. So I want to tell you that the Levush's Shita, L'chaira, throws everything we said, blows it out of the water. But first I'll tell you a little story. The Levush was a Rav in a very small community. And then he got an offer to be the Rav in Posen. What? 1530. And he got an offer to be a Rav in Posen. And he told them, I accept the position, but I've mastered all areas of halacha except for Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Give me a few months, I want to learn Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, and then I'm going to come to you. The only thing was, in Poland, there were no chachamim who knew Hilchos Rosh Chodesh well. So Levush traveled to Italy, to Venice, where the chachamim in Venice were bekiyim in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Hilchos Kiddush HaLevana. And he went to learn by Rabbi Yitzchak Abuhav. And one day during Shir, Rabbi Yitzchak Abuhav turned to Rabbi Mordechai Yaffa, who was his prize student, and he says, "How could you do that?" So what did I do? You're in Chirim. So Rabbi Yitzchak Abuhav put his prize student, Rabbi Mordechai Yaffa, in Chirim. He didn't know what happened. What had happened was somebody had made a bracha, and he was engrossed, and he didn't hear the bracha, he didn't answer Amen. And Rabbi Yitzchak Abuhav put him in Chirim. Maybe somebody was collecting tzedakah by Chazar Sashatz or something, I don't know. And he put him in Chirim. And Rabbi Mordechai didn't know why he was in Chirim, so he came to shul, nobody talked to him, nobody was allowed to talk to him. He couldn't get an aliyah, he couldn't daven for the amud, and he cried for 30 days, and after 30 days he comes to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Abuhav, he says, "Please tell me, what did I do wrong? I don't even know what I did wrong." And he didn't want to tell him. He said, "It's so terrible, I can't even tell you." He cried, he wept, and finally he said, a child made a bracha, he didn't answer Amen. And he said, "And I didn't realize, I didn't even hear it, didn't even dawn on me." He was matir l'chiram. And his Rebbe turns to him, he says, "Look, I love you more than any Talmud. I love you more than a son. Let me explain to you why I dealt so harshly with you. In 1492, there was a community in Spain, and this is printed in Levush. 1492, there was a community in Spain where there were different decrees against them, but they had like an elder statesman that always bailed them out, spoke to the king, spoke to the emperor. What's the position in Spain? Spoke to the what? King? Or the local governor, and bailed him out. And one time, there was another decree, and they came to the statesman, and the statesman said, "Okay, I'm coming. I just didn't daven mincha, let me daven mincha." They said, "No, you can't daven mincha, you have to come right now. It's the Shas HaKosher, right now, you have to come now." So the elder statesman didn't want to miss mincha, but he realized it's Sakanas Nefasha, so he went to the king, or the emperor, or the local governor, and the kitzer, a priest had come in, and the priest was buttering up the governor and was praising the governor. "Long live the governor. You should have nachas, the kedusha. You should live to 190 years old. You should be very wealthy." And this guy was going on and on and on. So the elder statesman figures, now is his chance to chapa mincha. So he goes into the corner and he's davening. And the priest finishes all his benedictions. And he says, "V'noimar! Everyone now answer Amen, because if we don't answer Amen, the blessing will not devolve on the king." So everyone answered Amen, and the priest starts running around. "Did everyone answer Amen? Did you answer Amen? Did everyone?" The priest said, "I know there's somebody who didn't answer Amen." And he points to the Jew. The Jew didn't answer Amen. "Why not?" The Jew was praying. So the priest starts ranting and raving. He doesn't honor the king. He doesn't want the king to be successful. And the king was livid, and he had them cut up this yid into four pieces, wrap him up in his robe, and send him home. And somehow, and the community was banished. This is printed in Lavosh. So Rabbi Yitzchak Abuav said that we learn from here that why did Hashem make it happen that the community should be banished just because somebody didn't answer amen to the blessing on this non-Jewish governor? So from here we learn the severity of not answering amen at the right time and being mechavein by amen. And Rabbi Yitzchak Abuav told Lavosh, the reason I was so machmir with you is you're going to be a gadol b'Yisrael, you're going to write a sefer, it's incumbent upon you to be mefarsem to the world the importance of answering amen. Everyone should read the story at least once a month, says the Lavosh. And then he adds that there are two occasions where people are nichshol, not answering amen. Everyone answers moidim, and everyone forgets to answer amen. You have to say amen, pause, moidim anachnu lach. And the other time is Yerushalayim. Everyone answers v'shamru v'nei Yisrael. Everyone forgets to answer amen. So says Lavosh, these are two instances where you have to be very careful to answer amen. And we know that as soon as somebody answers amen, even a little child, they already have a share in Olam Haba. Okay, so what does this have to do with anything? First of all, it's the Lavush's yard site, but I want to tell you Lavush's Shita in Shalach Manas. Says the Halig Lavush, Tzarech, this is in Siman Tafri Tzadik Kesef Dalet, Tzarech L'Shleach Manos Eshrayeu, Shekeng Siv M'Shleach Manos Eshrayeu, V'Hamanos Yiyu Minei Machal, V'Tam Shalach Manos, seems like the Lavosh is saying, what's the reason for Shalach Manos? Like the Manos HaLevi or like the Trumas HaDashan? Trumas HaDashan, again he says, listen carefully, Kedei Sheyia L'chol Adam L'achol De Sipukai Udvarim Hama'angim U'Mesamchim Es Ha'adam Kedei L'Smayach B'Purim. It seems like Lavosh is saying the reason for Shalach Manos is so that people have food for the Suda, not to create Ava V'Yachol Shamarayas, so that people have food for the Suda. That's what he says. And therefore Lavosh says an interesting halacha. Are you allowed to give Shalach Manos at night? The age-old question. You know, when as a kid, people bring Shalach Manos at night. You know, you have a few people who you want to knock off. You know, you don't want to bother with the next day. You don't have time for them the next day. It's an easy way to give Shalach Manos at night. Are you allowed to give Shalach Manos at night? The halacha is you're not allowed to. You're not yotze. You're not yotze to give Shalach Manos at night.
Why not?
Why not? So comes the Gra. The Gra says that the reason why you're not allowed to give Shalach Manos at night is because it says Yimei Mishta V'Simcha U'Mishloach Manos Ishlerayeo. It's a drasha. Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. So the Mishta V'Simcha has to be Yimei U'Mishloach Manos has to be Yimei. That's what the Gra says. The Lavush says you don't need that. You know why you have to give Shalach Manos during the day? The reason why you have to give Shalach Manos during the day is because the reason for Shalach Manos is so that people have food for the Suda. So the time to give Shalach Manos is governed by the time of the Suda. Look at the Lavush. The Lavush says, listen carefully, V'yesh l'shloach manos b'yoyim b'zman choyvas ha-Suda v'loy b'layla.
Why can't you make the Suda at night?
The Suda at night could be because nizkarim benasim, because the Megillah has to be during the day. It's only Midrabanan at night. Possibly. According to the Noid Behuda and the Shagas Aryeh.
So why can't you do it at night? Because
the Suda or the Megillah?
The Suda. No,
Shalach Manos. So the Gra says, because Yimei, Mishtav Simcha Mishlach Manos, it says the word Yimei, and Yimei is going on Mishlach Manos as well. But the Lavush says, right? And the Lavush says, no. Yesh L'Shlach Manos B'Yoyim B'Zman Choyves HaSuda. Matazal Yonin can't get that night either. Because that might be Tully on the Megillah, and the Megillah is during the day, Be'ikar. Okay. But then the Levush says the Whopper. What would you expect the Levush to paskin? Because the Levush seems to be going like the Trumas HaDeshen. Says the Levush, if you send Matanos to your friend, and he doesn't want to be Makabel, are you Yotze, you're not Yotze? What would we say? No, but I'm saying we're now in the Chumas Hadeshin's world. The Levush is saying it's Tali on the Suda. And the Chassam Sofer learned if it's Tali on the Suda, the recipient has to be Mekabalet. So we would expect that the Levush, the way the Chassam Sofer and the Ksav Sofer and the Ben Ishchai and all the Achronim set up the Sugya, is that the Psak of the Ramah is going in the world of the Manas HaLevi. That is to create goodwill. So you create goodwill if you offer it. But in the world of the Trumas HaDeshen, the recipient will have to be Mekabalet. So we would expect the Levush, who learns that the reason for Shalach Manas is what? Suda. We would expect him to pass him. V'imhu shaylech v'chaveiro ayinu roitza l'kabel oy moichel lo yatza. But the Levush paskins yatza. How could that be? That's against the Chassam Sofer and it's against all the Achronim. Against all the Achronim in the Sugya of Shalach Manas. Yeah, he is before.
So you're asking on who?
It's really Kasha on the Chassam Sofer. It's really Kasha on the Chassam Sofer.
Where's the Levush holding in?
The Levush holds the reason for Shalach Manas is Suda. Okay. And yet he holds that if the person says thanks but no thanks, you're Yotze. So this is Kasha raised in the Megad Yerachim that the Levush is Soyser himself. Levush is Soyser himself. He learns the reason is for Suda. And if the recipient doesn't want to be Mekabel, you're Yotze. So I'll tell you what Rabbi Yerucham Oshin says. I have two answers to this. I think there are two very simple answers to this. One answer is, he doesn't hold like that part of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says a chiddush. That whenever it comes to tzedakah, we like things to be across the board, and we don't want people to be embarrassed. And therefore, the Chassam Sofer is mechadesh, that the prichadash holds, that if you're going to offer shalach manas and the recipient doesn't want to be mekabelit, you're not going to be yotze, because we have to legislate across the board that everyone's mekabel. So Levush doesn't hold like that. Levush holds, the reason for shalach manas is that people have food for the suda, but if the guy doesn't want it, so you don't have to stuff it down his throat, you'll still be yotze. He doesn't need it. The mitzvah is to ensure everyone has food for his suda. This guy has. I ensured. I try to offer. He says, I already have enough food. I don't need it. So not really kasha on Levush. There's another way out, by the way. There's a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion. Binyan Tzion wants to know, why by matanos avyonim does it say matanos le'avyonim? Gift. And why doesn't it say matanos? Matanos manos. It's a gift. So why does it say sending? Why doesn't it say matana? So first the Binyan Tzion wants to say, well, maybe it's to teach that you have to give shalach manas through shlichas. You ever hear there's a chumrah to give a shalach manas through shlichas? It comes from this Binyan Tzion. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes this step in the Binyan Tzion, and Tzitz Eliezer says you must look up the Binyan Tzion, because if you just learn the Mishnah Berurah, you don't get the correct impression from the Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion says, no, that's not the reason why it says Mishlayach. It's not because you have to give it through a shliach. The reason why you're Yotzei Shalach Manas, the reason why it says Mishlayach is to teach the din of the Ramah, that if you merely send it and the recipient doesn't want to accept it, you're still Yotzei. It's Gzeiras HaKosov. The reason it says Mishlayach is it's Gzeiras HaKosov, that you're Yotzei merely by sending it. So that's why you're Yotzei in Levush. If the reason is for Suda, L'chaira, the guy has to accept. No, it's Gzeiras HaKosov, he doesn't have to accept it. That's what the Binyan Tzion would say. However, Rabbi Yerucham Oshin has a different take on this. And he says that according to Levush, let's see if we can find it.
Clearly not a Kenyan. Clearly not making a Kenyan. All my friends are talking about not accepting. That's fine.
No, the Chosin Tzofer says you have to.
No, you don't.
That's the question.
So Rabbi Yerucham says like this, that again, don't ever confuse the reason for something with the Cheftza, with the Tzura, the Takana. there's a reason why something was niskan, and the reason could be so that people have food for the suda. And then there's how to be mekayim the tzuras hatakana. How are you mekayim tzuras hatakana? You offer it. It has to be received. There's a lamdas hareini kiyus kabalti. So but the lamdas of hareini kiyus kabalti doesn't fit in with the reasoning of the takana. The reasoning of the takana is that people have food for the suda. And hareini iskabalti makes it that it makes that obsolete, makes that not fulfilled, because if you say hareini iskabalti, then not everyone will have food for the suda. Doesn't matter. There's the reason. The reason is people have food for the suda. And the takana was give a matana. And in lomdus of matana, you could say hareini iskabalti. But that's against the svara. We don't. The reason for something and how it's fulfilled are not necessarily how something is fulfilled is not governed by the reason for it. I don't think you have to say that. But anyway, this is just some thoughts. So I wanted to just speak out that when you usually learn the sugya of Shalach Manas, all the achorinim make it a machloikis between the Manas Halevi and the Trumas Hadeshen. And there are many nafgaminas. One is the Rama, could you be Moichal? One is anonymous Shalach Manas. One is if you send it before Purim. One is, could you give non-food items? This is, I already thought to say, there's a shayla. Could I give you a chidushei Torah for the famous question? Could you give a sefer for Shalach Manas? So there's a sefer Shalach Tshuvas Divrei Yisrael that says according to the Manas Halevi, yeah, because you're creating goodwill, and according to the Tshuvas Hadeshen, not. I would say no. The Manas Halevi is just the reason for the takana. The reason for the takana is to create goodwill, but the tzuras hatakana is to give food. The reason doesn't change. The reason doesn't govern the parameters of how to be mekayimin. What?
The Rambam says it has to be food.
The Shulchan Aruch says it has to be food.
So
Gemara just says they swapped meals, but we don't. Doesn't say it has to be. It doesn't say.
Pepper is wrong. Pepper is
the suras hatakana.
Yeah.
Is totally in the outcome, because the suras hatakana of food.
Yeah.
Maybe at that time, no, I'm saying the suras hatakana of food. There's nothing to do. Where's that source from? What's the reason for that? Why
I don't
is
know.
The suras hatakana of food?
People like food.
No, it must be a Jew. It must be from somewhere.
We don't really have a makar. According to the Manas Halevi,
yeah.
You can ask God, according to the Manas Halevi, the reason for Shalach Manas is great goodwill. Why food? Why food? Like, where does that come from?
No,
why food?
Especially later, it's not going to change. It's not going to change based on generations, because no one's using that for suda. Because that has nothing. No, that's the disconnect. Even
I know, but I'm saying, according to the Manas Halevi, who says it has anything to do with
that source?
I don't know.
Manos is food. Manos is food.
Actually, but right, manos achas apayim was not food over there. It was clothing. In fact, they learned from there.
That was food.
No, actually, the Binyan Sion in his Tshuvas, if you look it up, says it's a raya from manas achas apayim that a mana is not food. Right?
It wasn't food over there?
It wasn't food. Okay, Rabbi, so I'll give you what to think about. Have a great day and a freilich and upcoming Purim. Mishkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.